Trying to Destroy the Church. Reflection for Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. As we witness the start of the conclave, do we really believe anything can destroy the church? Are we anxious because we fear a certain person will be trying to destroy the church if they become pope? Have you found yourself getting caught up in the articles in the media about the papabile? That is, reading the articles that suggest who are the front runners to be the next pope? Because getting caught up in this misses in a significant way what a conclave is all about. The secular media, especially, can only see this through the lens of a political election. They determine who they think are front runners. They place the cardinals in political parties so that they can create division and dissension. And we can get caught up in this ourselves. Who could see the ultimate destiny for St. Paul? Because today we see St. Paul, while he is still called Saul, trying to destroy the church. And to be sure, his actions caused fear and anxiety among the new Christian church. And in human terms alone, we could reduce the outcome God intends for Paul with what he is doing in today's reading. Because we see Saul trying to destroy the church, and his beliefs are such that the motivation for this is his own religious faith. He believes the Messiah will only come if the observance of the law is complete among the Jews. So by trying to destroy the church, Paul is seeking to remove a barrier to following the law of Moses. But this is not the final destiny. This is not what God wants for Saul. We will see the will of God for Saul, who becomes Paul, later this week. But we see in today's readings something quite important. Saul is not more powerful than God. The Holy Spirit is still moving people to proclaim the gospel. We saw earlier that it was Peter and John. Then it was St. Stephen. Today it is Philip. The message of the Acts of the Apostles is really that there is just no stopping the Holy Spirit. Because God the Holy Spirit will build on the preaching of Philip by raising up the great St. Paul, who spreads the gospel in amazing ways. Today, I think we are being called to remember the promise of Jesus. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Jesus will remain with the church to the end of the ages. And the conclave is not about a choice, but a discernment. The vocation of the cardinals is to discern who it is at this time that God wants to be pope. That means the conclave is quite different from an election. There are no campaign ads. There are no election posters. There are not televised debates filled with sound bites. The only persuasion that is needed in a conclave is the persuasion of the Holy Spirit. And the same attitude should be ours, too. We should pray for the conclave. Not a prayer about our hope that this or that cardinal will be the next pope. Rather, a prayer that the cardinals will listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. That the cardinals will choose a holy man. And that led by this holy man, we may follow Christ more closely and become holy too.